Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. So we have this gospel text here. Jesus and his disciples head up the mountain. And when they're up there, they experience a gathering of Elijah and Moses and Jesus. And Jesus is transfigured before them. And he becomes shining like the sun. And God's voice comes down from heaven and says, this is my son whom I love. Listen to him. God, or Jesus, Moses, and Elijah on the mountain. We might ask, what is the purpose of Moses and Elijah? Why are they showing up? Why those two characters from the way distant past? There's a number of explanations for that, and today I will give you at least one of them. Elijah, after this contest with the prophets of Baal, Queen Jezebel finds out that the prophets of Baal have been retired. They're no longer around and needed to be worshiping, so they are gone. And Queen Jezebel would like to retire Elijah because she liked the prophets of Baal, so she sends people chasing after him. Elijah ends up on what is called, in the scriptures anyway, Mount Horeb. Mount Horeb and Mount Sinai are the same mountain. Elijah ends up there, and God comes to Elijah and says, what are you doing here? Why are you here? And Elijah says, I'm the only one. I'm running for my life. I'm fleeing for my life. All the rest of the prophets are gone. All the rest of them are dead, and it is just me alone, and I'm tired. And God says, I'm going to come by, and I'm going to be in your presence, so be ready. And then there is a great wind, and it blows really hard, and the rocks start to move because it's blowing so hard, and yet God wasn't in the wind. And then there's an earthquake, and the ground shakes. And yet again, God's not in the earthquake. And then there's fire that comes. And God's not in the fire. But then Elijah hears a small, still whisper. And he goes out from the crevice of the rock that he's hiding in and meets God. And God again asks him the question, why are you here? What are you doing? And he's like, I've been very zealous for you, Lord, but I'm tired. I want to be done. And essentially, to paraphrase it, God says, I still have more work for you to do. There are still things that need to be accomplished. And one of those is to pass on his mantle, to pass on what he knows and his job to a new person called Elisha. God gives him a pep talk and sends him back out and says, you're not alone. You're not alone. Prophet Obadiah is there, and he is helping the other prophets who are hiding because they're fearing Queen Jezebel. You are not alone, and I am with you. That experience of meeting God is called a theophany. Elijah is one of the people in the Bible who have a theophany. Another person in the Bible who has a theophany is Moses. See, Moses goes up that same mountain hundreds of years before and experiences God. God that time says he's going to pass by, but he shouldn't look. Moses shouldn't look until God's passed by. So essentially, he just see God's backside, because to see God in all his glory is too much. Moses then receives the Ten Commandments and the plans to the tabernacle and heads down the mountain. See, both of these men experienced God, had those theophanies, and that is what the disciples are having there also. They are getting a glimpse into Jesus as God. And they understand that he is more than just a human, that he is truly God, and that he is with them. So if we go back to Elijah for a bit, Elijah feels that there is no one there for him, that there is no one to support him. See, he's feeling all alone. And as I think about Elijah feeling that way, that's like me against the world, that I think for each of us, it feels that way also. That it feels like there is so much coming at us in terms of our life, the struggles that we may be having, that it feels like us against everything. But the thing that God does for Elijah is remind him that he's not alone and that he is part of this greater plan. See, if we think about that plan and the part of what is all going on in that story, when we think about the story of him at the contest of Mount Carmel, in the scripture, Elijah talks about the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Israel. And usually we'd say the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. But I think Elijah was reminding him that Jacob, after or during that time frame when he built that altar, was when he had wrestled with God and when he was struggling, and that God was with him. That God had been with Abraham, that God had been with Isaac, that God had been with him through his journey. And that God would be with Israel in the land of Egypt, and that God would be with them as they enter into the promised land with Joshua. God would be with them through the times of the judges. And God was with them now. And as I think about our lives today, when we think that we are the only ones, that we are feeling all alone, we are part of that great cloud of witnesses that go all the way back to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob or Israel. We are part of that great cloud of witnesses that has continued on from generation to generation, each facing their own struggles, their own challenges, their own hardships. And as we are reminded by the pictures up here today and the names that we will read and those who aren't listed but are in our hearts, those that have made an impact in our lives, that have taught us about life, taught us about faith. Just like Elisha needed to pass on his mantle, his task to Elisha, so too we have had those things taught to us and passed on to us. And so too we pass those on to our kids, to future generations. See, we're all connected in this cloud of witnesses. Again, each generation faces its own struggles and trials. Each of us face our own struggles and trials. But please remember that we are not alone. Today, as I look at you here, you are surrounded again, or I am surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, a cloud of people who are faithful, cloud of people who I know each has their own struggles and trials. Each of you are not alone. We are surrounded by that cloud of witnesses that came before us, that cloud of witnesses that is here right now, and the cloud of witnesses that is that future generation. we look at the list in the bulletin, we see the baptisms for this year. And we see that that list continues to grow, that there are people continuing to be baptized, continuing to learn the faith. We are not alone. Jesus, showing himself to the disciples as God, and God reminding them to listen to him, it reminds us that Jesus is with us and that he does bring us the comfort and the strength and the courage that we need. But most importantly, he gives us the hope that we need to face each day. Because we know that this life's journey here on earth is not the end, that there is more, and that Christ has promised that to us. So today, cling to those promises. Cling to that hope and know that you are not alone. That God, that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and a great cloud of witnesses surround each one of you. Amen.